Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. It's May 1st, beginning a month-long celebration which certainly affects you now or will someday soon. That's right, it's Older Americans Month. What, you don't think you qualify yet? Well, the median age in the United States is 37.9 years, so if you are almost 38 or anywhere on the high side of that, you are an older American. This is the month to celebrate you. Now, you're probably wondering who comes up with this kind of holiday. May is filled with inane mileposts which make it seem like these events might be just made up. For example, today is Mother Goose Day, May 3rd is National Lumpy Rug Day, and the 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day. But don't let the weird wonder of May's other designated dates detract from your fully celebrating Older Americans Month, even if you do take a break to celebrate May 14th Dance Like a Chicken Day. OAM was established by the Administration on Aging, a branch of the federal government, meaning that it is a taxpayer-sponsored holiday. The Department of Health and Human Services spawned the Administration on Aging back in 1965. The AOA, in turn, became part of the DHHS umbrella agency called the Administration for Community Living in 2012. That's right, Older Americans Month is sponsored by the U.S. DHHS ACL AOA. It does this in partnership with, no kidding, the AOD, the CPE, CIP, CMB, and the little-known NIDILRR. That last one is a key group. Its full name is the National Institution on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research. And it is a grant-making agency. That means it's focused on funding and distributing information. And, at least in part, it funds Older Americans Month. But not National Sea Monkey Day on May 17th. That's your tax dollars at work. Being an older American myself, I may be suffering from some of the crankiness brought on by aging. I know you younger people tend to blame it on approaching dementia or my daily struggles with arthritis or the vast number of medications and supplements I take to sustain my life. The reality is simply that as you get older, you get tired of hearing that the wealth which you helped our nation achieve through ever-increasing taxes is going to pay for agencies to sponsor agencies sponsoring agencies to create national holidays which few people have ever heard of and even fewer will do anything to celebrate. Now, I don't mean to devalue the work done to bring Older Americans Month into existence and to create the vast amount of publicity materials that exist for it. You certainly don't see that kind of effort being put into May 25th's Tap Dance Day or Sunscreen Day on the 26th. But the dollars spent creating and supporting Older Americans Month certainly exceed the amount I will earn in my lifetime. And that bothers me. Do you want to really help those of us that the Admin on Aging was created to serve? How about eliminating a few ridiculous non-holiday holidays to focus on things that really matter? Or at least send each of us a box of cookies for National Macaroon Day at the end of the month. Grace and peace to you all. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for the KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.